Home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Run for your lives. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. More than a million civilians in the northern part of the Gaza Strip are warned by the Israeli military to leave there and get south by midnight, an evacuation order called impossible by the United Nations. An Israeli ground invasion of Gaza could be next after a week of air and artillery strikes aimed at the Hamas terrorists that launched attacks on Israel last Saturday.
There are civilians here whom are not our enemy, and we do not want to target them.
Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Jonathan Conricus. President Biden is reportedly meeting virtually today with families of American hostages taken from Israel to Gaza.
This is not even human behavior. It's pure barbarism. And we're going to do everything in our power to get them home if we can find them.
The president, in an interview with 60 Minutes on CBS, there are pro-Palestinian protests across the Middle East today. The fatal stabbing of a teacher at a high school in northern France is being investigated as terrorism. A police officer says the suspected attacker, now in custody, a former student, shouted "God is great" in Arabic. Another teacher and a security guard are wounded. A Philadelphia police officer is killed just before his overnight shift at the airport.
A 22-year veteran of the Philadelphia Police Force was shot and killed when he and another officer intervened when they saw suspects breaking into cars in the airport parking garage. The surviving officer reported in stable condition. Police say minutes after the shooting, the getaway car pulled up outside a hospital and dumped an 18-year-old with a mortal gunshot wound. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Republicans need to find a new House Speaker candidate. Steve Scalise drops out, saying he can't win on the House floor.
Now that Scalise has bowed out, the question is, who will the party rally around next? Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who was removed by a small group of Republicans last week, but still has overwhelming support. Or conservative firebrand Jim Jordan, who went up against Scalise for the nomination. Or someone else.
Fox's Rebecca Castor in Washington. Republicans plan to meet again today to restart the nomination process. America's listening to Fox News.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Some actors on strike are playing it safe today.
The union representing striking actors canceled picketing today in Los Angeles and New York City after Hamas called for a day of rage to support Palestinians. Police in the two cities say they don't have any credible threats of violence, but SAG-AFTRA says it's making the call to ensure members' safety. Actors only returned to the picket line yesterday after Hollywood studios suspended talks with the union.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. 97% of teachers in San Francisco vote to authorize a strike if negotiations fail.
After a failure to reach a new contract deal with the San Francisco Unified School District, teachers there say they're ready to strike, rejecting SFUSD's most recent offer, including a $10,000 pay raise for all teachers and a $30 minimum wage for non-certified instructors. We're told negotiations continue next week before a possible strike. The union saying that teachers are ready and willing to fight for the schools that students deserve. Test results last year show overall that only about half of SFUSD students tested at or above proficient reading and math scores. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Four teams left on the road to the World Series. The best of seven league championship series starts Sunday.
The defending World Series champion Houston Astros host the Texas Rangers in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. The two Texas teams have never faced each other in the postseason. The Rangers are looking for their first appearance in the Fall Classic since 2011. In the National League, the Arizona Diamondbacks take on the Philadelphia Phillies in Game 1 on Monday night. Philly is seeking its second straight NL pennant, while the Diamondbacks are looking for their first since 2001, when they won their only championship.
Fox's Tony Genualdo. The Phillies knocked off the Braves last night. A brown mama bear named Grazer wins Fat Bear Week at Katmai National Park in Alaska. More than 1.3 million votes cast based on photographs and live streams. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A Champaign woman filed an order of protection against Village of Rantoul Administrator Scott Eisenhower back on July 28. Comes as he's already facing domestic battery charges and has been allowed to return to work. She claimed Eisenhower was stalking and harassing her on several occasions dating back to September last year. Section of Champaign County Road 1400 North will be closed starting Monday for bridge reconstruction. Champaign County Highway Department says the section closed will be between 600 East, that's Barker Road, 700 East, Rising Road until the project's done. Work involves replacement with a new bridge. Local food service is partnering to launch Together We Can End Hunger, a drive to feed our community. This October, Catholic Charities, Good Samaritan Inn, Northeast Community Fund, and Salvation Army hosting the drive with 100% of funds, supporting efforts to feed those in need. And thanks to all the volunteers who are becoming a part of this venture. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim, thank you. It is 8:06. Good morning. It's Friday. It is the weekend. Here we go. Yahoo! Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier, our learned one, has been studying the maps here and knows all about that. By the way, I need December 2nd to be kind of calm. Okay. So can you?
Because that's is this the wedding wedding thing, right?
Yeah, and it's the only time of the year that we really could do it with baseball involved. And
I remember you telling me about the fiance, the rising star in the Reds organization, right?
Yeah, he's had a great year, and so big winter coming up. Winter meetings, if you don't protect your players, then any team can take anybody you've got. If you can protect 40, and then outside of that, the Rule 5 draft, it's called. And you can go get anybody. And he's not protected right now, so we're hoping the Reds protect him so that he doesn't go to another team.
Nice to be in the Midwest.
Yeah, you bet. Anyway,
he's an outfielder, right?
Yeah, he's an outfielder. If you go to MLB.com films, you'll see him make a diving catch last week. They put
Jacob
that on
Herdebees.
MLB.com has it, which is kind of cool.
Wow. You know what? And I don't think it's going to happen. I just, understanding Cubs, mentality. Sometimes I think Bellinger, and rightfully so, is going to, go look for, a more lucrative deal. I hope the Cubs sign up, but there's a spot in center field that'll be opening up at Wrigley.
He grew up a Cubs fan. So,
did he?
Yeah, yeah. So, in fact, he's either going to sign with the Reds or the Cubs. They both wanted him. And, Reds had a guy that he knew from West Point and trusted him. That guy's no longer there, but that's why he went with the Reds.
I see.
He had a connection there that thought would be helpful. But anyway, no, he's in Fall League, Arizona Fall League, and the bummer of it is that he's out in Arizona. His game's getting over, 11:30 midnight. Grace in bed, and so it's really difficult because they always talk every day, but they usually talk after the ball game. But now with it being out in Phoenix, it's a Mountain Time now, now Pacific Time. So anyway, so it's December 2, buddy. If you can work on that one.
I need that to be good. I will take it under advice.
At least give me a heads up.
They picked a right year because it's an El Nino weather pattern, and typically, normally, on average, you don't get really ramped up in the whole throngs of wintertime usually, and is that probably would go through early December as well. So maybe a little milder, less to worry about. Yeah. We'll just put it in that context for now.
Well, and again, for those that have done weddings, you don't get your money back on the food.
That's
so
right.
It's like,
we're going.
Okay, let's see if we can camp out around the town. We'll do that.
I was gonna say, whether you eat it inside or outside, doesn't matter, snow or not, you're going to have to eat it. So
that's right. We will take boxes home. All right, it's time for weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier, a little cooler, more typical, I guess. We've enjoyed some nice warm weather around here.
Yeah, we have. We've had another window of opportunity, another kind of reprieve for folks in the harvest frame of mind around here. But this too shall pass as we move into a showery natured weather pattern right through early next week. And it's on the radar, kind of lined up along the Illinois River. Pretty good rains out of eastern Iowa. They do extend all the way down to almost the Ozarks. They're tracking west, southwest to east, northeast. So late morning into the afternoon, showers will get going. Before then, up at around 70, 73 degrees, increasing southeast to south wind. We're already in the 50s this morning and 60 out to towards Capitol Airport in Springfield. So a nice mild morning. 52 the low tonight with occasional showers. Maybe a rumble of thunder around as this evening and again late night tonight. Showery weather for the weekend. Windy, cooler to colder. More like November. 57 tomorrow, down into the 40s tomorrow night. 56 on Sunday. Still in the 50s for highs Monday, Tuesday. A couple of showers around. We're back into the 60s the second half of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Hey Illini fans, it's the best time of the year, homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at fightingillini.com.
When Ross went out, I always told him to be careful, and that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over when you see flashing lights. Everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Happy to welcome back Fox News Channel's anchor and executive editor of Special Report, Brett Baer. Brett, how are you?
Hey, Stevie J. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you back. We appreciate it. I had your new book, the show that Fox was going to air. I taped it for Sunday night, and lo and behold, everything happened. Man, I'm telling you, in your business, you don't know what explodes and what happens, but Brett, what a mess in Israel.
It really is. And, you know, I've been anchoring, I've sat in for Bill Hemmer couple days with Dana Perino in the morning, and you know, it was nonstop and no commercial breaks, and we kind of went through and doing these interviews with folks who have lost family members, who have family members hostages, who I'm talking, one woman we talked to lost 11 family members. Then the talking to our reporters who go to these places and find these horrible scenes, that and talking to commanders dealing with it on the ground. I mean, the depravity is unbelievable. And, you know, it's not soldier to soldier. It is terrorist to baby, terrorist to family. And it's really, really nothing like we've seen.
I can't get over thinking about, you know, the why of Hamas doing something. I fear that it'll flip in a week where most of the media will cover how awful Israel is to Palestinian civilians, which, you know, we know terrorists hide behind women and children. I think the thing could turn against Israel, and what Hamas did makes me think that's exactly what they want them to do, so that all these people die, and then you'll say, look how bad Israel is.
No, that's right, and I think they're trying to draw them in to this battle inside Gaza, which will be really, really tough, and it'll be very visible. But, you know, Israel has now made a decision that they're going to annihilate Hamas and take it out. And to do that, you got to go into this kind of viper's nest. It's the most densely populated place, one of them, in the world. 2.3 million people in a place about the size, just bigger than Washington, D.C. And, you know, there's tunnels underneath. There's booby-trapped buildings. There's all kinds of horrors around every corner, and that's the environment that Israel will work in. And you're right, the world is going to look at those images, and some people are going to turn and make this equivalence right away. And that'll be the challenge for the Biden administration.
Isn't that why we didn't go into Tokyo in 1945? We'd lose too many soldiers going door to door, and then we went to the atomic bomb. I thought that was what happened.
That's true. And listen, I was in Iraq, and it was dangerous in places like Fallujah, where they didn't want to do this. It was the worst thing. I was with special operators, and they said, listen, if we can avoid doing this, you know, inner-city urban fighting, we're going to do it at all costs.
Got to talk about To Rescue the Constitution. It's a masterful exploration of the electrifying struggle to unite a young United States. We might need this book more than ever. George Washington was an extraordinary guy, and I think we ought to look for people like him that don't want to serve, that don't want to be president. Maybe that's the secret.
That's right.
Because he didn't want to do this, but he saved America in the early stages. After all that, you know, the Revolutionary War, which he called divine in about his third paragraph, first inaugural address, this guy didn't want to serve, but he saved us, didn't he?
He really did. And Stevie, you know, you've had me back for these books. This is the fifth presidential book I've done. And I look at the soda straw moments in history that kind of just look at that moment that may have been overlooked. This was after the Revolutionary War. They'd beaten the British, but the country was falling apart. It was held together by the Articles of Confederation that was supposed to unify everybody, but it didn't. They were fighting one another. The states were battling over tax collectors and everything else. In fact, some people said, forget it. Let's just go back to British rule. And that summer of 1787 is when the Constitutional Convention starts. And George Washington is tapped once again. He doesn't want to do it. He's a reluctant leader. But he goes back in there, and it's his steady, thoughtful presence that unifies this convention. They throw out the Articles of Confederation and start on this new document, the U.S. Constitution. And because of his leadership, they get it across the finish line. They eventually ratify it. And it's the start of our country. And I just think this narrative, being in the room, is really important, especially in times when we're pretty divided as a country.
Wouldn't George Washington fail with social media and everything else that goes out against politicians these days? Could it be possible for me to illuminate anyone in the modern era with all the opposition research, Brett?
You know, I think you make a great point. I do say that researching and writing this book gave me hope. Not because the birth of the nation went so smoothly, but because it really didn't. It was chaotic. It was driven by dissent. The whole thing almost collapsed many times. And so if you look to today, I do think social media changes the dynamic, but don't fear dissent. You know, dissent is baked in our cake. You know, in our fabric, but so is union. And Washington figured out how to mesh dissent with union and find common ground. And I think there is a way to do that, even in the craziness of social media.
I can't wait to read it. I really want to read this one. I really do, because I really respect George Washington. Does it get tiring to be number one best-selling author? I don't know if that tires.
You know, it's like an addiction. I'm telling you, I really love the process. And I love digging into it, and I have a great team, a researcher that finds these nuggets in history that, you know, we put together in sort of a quilt. And I do feel like somebody reads it, and it's more like a mini-series than it is, you know, a history book. But if you love history and want to know about our founding, I'm telling you, this is the book for you.
Can young Paul beat Dad Brett in golf yet?
Oh, my gosh, Stevie J, it is happening. He beat me twice already.
Oh.
You know, Paul, you know, we talked about him. He's gone through a lot as a kid, 4 open heart surgeries and 10 angioplasties. He is now 6'4".
Oh, what?
He's 6'4". Fortunately, he looks like me. Otherwise, I would say, wait a second, who is this kid? But he is a great golfer, and he plays on the varsity golf team.
Well, how old is he?
He's 16.
Good gosh, man. 6'4". That's wow. Is he going to play in Indiana? Is he going to play at DePaul? What's happening here?
I don't know. I think he might have Division I, not Division III aspirations. We'll see. He's really good. He's got a big arc. He hits it a long way.
Man.
So It'll be fun to watch.
It'll be fun negotiating the strokes that you'll have to receive on Dad.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Listen, congratulations. You're doing a wonderful job. 5 o'clock Central for a special report, Brett Baer. As good of a news hour as there is. And the books are just—it's unbelievable. You're churning out, and the New York Times raved about this. As you know, people are calling you an unbelievable historian here, journalist historian. Great reviews. It'll be a great book about about George Washington. You need to go pick it up and buy this thing and learn to rescue the Constitution's the name of it. Brett Baer, superstar. Keep it going. It's okay if Paul beats you at golf because that's what's supposed to happen. But I didn't think it happened this soon because you're good. So I'm really kind of surprised.
Oh, man. It's tough. But Stevie J, thanks for having me on again.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Brett Baer, Fox News anchor. Special report and chief political anchor, executive editor, special report. I do think it's a terrific hour. And the book is To Rescue the Constitution, a masterful exploration of the electrifying struggle to unite a young in the United States, featuring George Washington.
Hey, Illini fans, it's the best time of the year, homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at fightingillini.com.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Yes, the Marching Illini, which accepts 400 members but turns away another 800 because everybody wants to try out to be in the Marching Illini.
Go Illini!
Homecoming starts Sunday. David Bambry, president, University of Illinois Alumni Association. This is where it all began. I don't care who's making claims.
Right.
We're number one, David.
We're number one.
Number one. How are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. How are you?
We're great. I can't believe we're here. It's homecoming week, and it starts Sunday, man. You got a full week of stuff. Do you have any idea where you're going when, David, or you have handlers?
You know what? I'm trying my best to keep everything straight. I think I finally got everything on the phone calendar a few days ago, so I think we're locked in and ready to go for homecoming week.
All right, so Sunday we're doing a little 5K and fun with Josh Whitman, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we're going to do the 5K again this year. This has become really a tradition to help kick off the week. I have heard that Josh will be joining us for that run, so that's absolutely fantastic. And that'll take place, it'll start over on the quad, and that race will actually step off at 10 a.m. Folks can start to get there around 8:30, and then we'll end over at Alice Campbell Alumni Center and really continue the celebration of helping to kick off homecoming.
This guy from St. Louis, I think it is, flipping the flapjacks. That's fun to see.
It is. It is. Yeah, we work with a company out of St. Louis. We call it our flying pancake breakfast. So you stand about, 5 to 10 feet away, and they flip it right on your plate, right from where they are.
Really?
So, yeah. Wow. The key I've learned is, Stevie, you can't move your plate. They're going to hit it. They're going to hit you. They're like a good quarterback. They're right. Going to find you. So that's the key.
Well, I want 12. So probably hog it and stuff. I'll be standing there.
Perfect.
A while. I want 12 of them.
Okay.
Flip, flip, flip. Wow, that's fun. Okay, so Monday, what's dinner on the quad?
Well, we can't forget the fountain dyeing and the Marching Illini, yeah, and all that, too. It's a little bit of a pep rally after that 5K wrap.
Is it orange? You're dyeing it orange?
Or does it alternate, David?
It does not. We've stuck with orange.
Okay.
We feel like that, stands out pretty well. Not that blue wouldn't, but we've kind of gotten the right formula for the amount of dye we need to make it look like a good orange. So yeah, we'll do that again this year. That was really a tradition that Jennifer Delavue, our past president, started, and we'll carry that forward this year. And like you mentioned, we'll have kind of a mini pep rally, just a chance for everybody to really get into the homecoming spirit. We've got some activities for kids, and so certainly families are welcome. Community members, we'd love to see everybody out really helping us kick off homecoming week.
Yeah. Well, you got events all week long. I mean, it's dinner on the quad Monday, homecoming International Day celebration Tuesday, Greek support homecoming, among other things, on Wednesday, Thursday. And you got Thursday's the Shabbat campus for Jewish life dedication ribbon cutting. What if the world situation has changed anything, David, with all of that? It's just heart-wrenching what's happened. I know there's been a lot of activity on campuses all over the country. Mm-hmm. But this is a celebration of the University of Illinois and the homecoming tradition and all that. It should be a happy week, I hope. I hope it's all happy. But Friday's pep rally. I'm sorry, the parade on Friday.
Yeah, 5:30.
That's always fun because you're throwing me a taffy, man. You're throwing me a taffy.
Now,
the parade is...
Right, let's talk about the Grand Marshal and all that and some of our featured guests.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we will have, you know, a lot of featured guests throughout, you know, throughout the week, obviously.
Yeah.
Really, we see a lot of those folks with us start to roll in on Thursday with our Alumni Awards Gala. We're honoring 9 award winners this year and really, you know, looking forward to just honoring their achievements and celebrating them on Thursday. And then our partners in student affairs really help us out with the homecoming parade on Friday. That'll be at 5:30. That time has shifted a little bit throughout the last couple of months, but knowing we've got to get ready for a pep rally, and then we've got a basketball game that night.
Oh my
gosh,
that's right. That's right. All together. Wow.
We're trying to squeeze a lot into that area of campus that evening, but that's great. That's what homecoming week's all about.
Awesome. Now, as far as the Grand Marshal and things like that, David, have you spotlighted somebody's career as a University of Illinois alumni?
We don't lead that as much.
Okay.
Actually, our folks in student affairs are. So I'm going to let them, you know, kind of speak to that through their communications and marketing, you know, in the lead up to that.
Okay.
But I know they do a great job. We had Gene Honda last year, so I know we'll certainly have a great representation again this year.
Okay, cool. Now, if people want to learn more and find out about the, you know, global talent shows on Tuesday night and things like that, I mean, there's just so many fun festivities. Where do we go for more information?
Absolutely. Homecoming.illinois.edu is the absolute best spot for that. That's the homecoming website. I would certainly encourage folks to just be active on social media with the Illinois alumni account and then the overall University of Illinois account as well. We'll certainly be pushing out a lot of information there and also, you know, a lot of great video, a lot of great pictures to help folks if they can't make it back to the Champaign-Urbana area. We sure hope they can. We'd love to see them, but we realize everybody can't get back to campus this time of year, so we're hoping they can celebrate wherever they are and really enjoy that through our social media accounts as well.
Add a lot of juice if I can beat Maryland tomorrow. Wouldn't that be nice,
mm-hmm.
man? Be so
it would
nice.
Be.
Oof. Anyway, David, good work. We'll be excited to see you through the week and exciting week ahead for you guys. You put a lot of planning into this. I know it'll be great.
Thank you so much. Always appreciate you having me on. And yeah, it's hard to believe another homecoming week is here, but as you mentioned, Stevie, we've got the longest in the country. We're going to go ahead and keep saying that because we know it's true. So we'll continue for another year here.
Heck yeah. David Bambry, bud. Keep up your good work, David. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, all. Have a great weekend. Go Illini.
Go Illini. President of the U of I Alumni Association.
UIAA.org. If you want to become a member and all the perks that go along with that, the Illini link, the membership that you can do, and it's just a fabulous organization and homecoming. Really start Sunday.
I think one word describes next week's weather.
Cooler?
Cloudy.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to see a lot of sun,
okay.
According to what we're seeing.
But that's okay. It's fall. We get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Slight chance of rain next Thursday. Friday, though, I mean, the whole week is like 59, 63, 66. It's fall weather.
Mm-hmm.
Nice fall temperatures. Well, if you're getting married or you want to celebrate an anniversary, have you ever talked money with your spouse or your significant other, your better half? Busey suggests you talk money. No, you need to know. Particularly if you're starting a relationship and it's getting serious, you probably ought to talk about everything. It helps because you feel like you know everything and you don't want to hide stuff like that. Couples tackle money problems together. If they do that, they take responsibility for solving them. They can find that their relationship could be better for it. And do you need to discuss who's having what? Are you having your own account? You having an account? What do you want to do with this? Just kind of have a plan. Busey can sit with you. That's what they do. They'll sit with you, talk about it. You can say, well, you know, we have it all here. We have the personal, mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. We got it here. And if you want to poke around, go to Busey.com. You can stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25. Well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50. $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's. Then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh. Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com. Starting it over is what we do
at Max Twin City Recycling. Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A brief but powerful message from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Israel.
America's support for Israel is ironclad.
Israeli Defense Forces dropping leaflets giving a million civilians in northern Gaza 24 hours to get out. Spokesman Jonathan Conricus.
There are civilians here whom are not our enemy, and we do not want to target them.
Congressman and retired U.S. Navy Admiral Dr. Ronnie Jackson tells Fox.
They have to get rid of Hamas. Hamas has to completely be exterminated, or this is just going to continue to happen again.
Namely, the sneak slaughter of 1,300 Israelis. Hamas reported preventing civilians from leaving their homes, claiming the Israeli warning is a plot. Protests erupting in the Middle East and cities around the globe as Hamas calls for a global day of jihad. But President Biden heading to Philadelphia, campaigning on building green hydrogen energy hubs. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Construction set to begin on Phase 2 of the Garden Hills Drainage Improvements Project in Champaign. A groundbreaking held this week for the $35 million project. Phase 2 includes the construction of a massive new stormwater detention basin to provide local flood control. Work will begin later this month. Health officials confirming that a bat's tested positive for rabies in Tazewell County. They received a report the bat recently collected in Pekin testing positive for rabies. It's the first bat to test positive for rabies in Tazewell County since June of 2020. Search underway for a teen who went missing in the rural Freeport area. Police say 14-year-old Liliana Lily Duncan last seen this past Sunday at a relative's home in the 3800 block of West Yoder Road. Lily is a white female, 5 feet 2, weighs 100 pounds. Anyone with information, please call local authorities. That will help them so much to find this young person. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Banff this Saturday. And it's a wet weather in store for the weekend and early next week as well. Variable cloudy, breezy, mild though for the day. Today up to 73. Occasional periods of showers, a couple of thunderstorms later this morning, and more so this afternoon. Gusty southeast to south winds will shift southwest tonight, low down at 52. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm, both early and again late night tonight, tomorrow, and in through Sunday. Windy, cooler weather, cloudy skies, some occasional showers both morning and afternoon. 57 tomorrow, the west-northwest wind up to 30 miles per hour, 46 tomorrow night, 56 on Sunday. A couple of showers maybe around both Monday and Tuesday. High temperatures in the 50s, nights in the 40s will pop into the 60s Wednesday and Thursday. Next Thursday and Friday, another round of shower activity expected across the area. Out towards College Park, Maryland for football, expect cloudy skies, showery weather, and kickoff temperatures there right around 60 degrees. For Steve A.J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgan.
Yep, okay. Hey, last segment of our program, 8:34 on a Friday, ESPN 93.5.
You can always interact with us at 217-359-2255. We were just talking all about the homecoming parade next Friday at 5:30, and it looks like the State Farm Center will be parking for people who want to check out the parade and the staging area as it goes down 4th Street to Gregory and then heads, is that west, and then down 1st Street south back to Grange Grove. So it's just a big, you know, rectangle on that section of campus. Very easy. So those who are participating in the homecoming parade or want to watch it, just take note of that. And the pep rally's at 6:30 next Friday.
Yeah, and they're only throwing, I heard this is a new requirement, only throwing banana taffies. So that's
that's
good.
Your favorite.
Really good deal.
How nice.
Yep, I didn't know that. Thank you, David, for requiring that.
Uh-huh.
So all I want is the banana taffies. Anyway, yeah, okay, so we discussed Israel, obviously. Every day we're going to give you updates and stuff. It's the whole ground effort. I had a major general on earlier this morning about they got 300 miles of bunkers. So they got a bunker from here to Columbus, Ohio. And around every corner is a booby trap. And hostages are probably down in there. And there's human feces. It's just, it's bad. It's tough. And it's dark. So you're going to send soldiers down there? 300 miles? They've been building them for, what, generations down there? Mm. I don't understand. I think they put them under big buildings so you can't get to them kind of thing. But there must be opens where, but they don't know where they are. That's another thing. Major General said, we don't know where they all are. We know some of them. But I just can't believe you can't do something. Don't we have bunker busters? Didn't that come up in Afghanistan where we could drop a bomb that would at least block the way, make it a little harder? But these are cement. I mean, forget about taking care of people and building hospitals, take care of children. They're just building tunnels. I mean, can't you blast a bunch of poison in there? I don't know. Do something to make them come above ground. Huge advantage having a booby-trapped 300-mile tunnel you got to go down in. Mm. It doesn't sound like a good idea. There's got to be another thing we can do. I don't know. It's been going on a long time. But the fact that, you know, some groups have come out in favor of Hamas, not the Palestinians, Hamas. And that is, I don't get it. I don't understand how you come out in support of what they did. Massacre a bunch of civilians, a lot of children. How can you, and the people that support that, like Black Lives Matter in Chicago, supports Hamas. What are you supporting? Death? It's a culture of death. And we had somebody who was hiding for 8 hours and hearing the people very nearby that he's dead or he's a hostage if he's heard. He and two friends were hiding. And they said it was such happy talk. They were so happy. It's like, it's pure devil. If you're enjoying massacring children, it's the devil. And it's impossible for us to comprehend that. We just can't. We live in a pretty civilized place, and when you have nothing and except rage, then you're killing the devil. Is their perspective? I just don't know how you live with that, and I don't know how you live. But again, there's no reasoning here. You remember when Donald Trump bombed the major general because Iran did something? Donald Trump says, if you do this. I'm doing this. And he did. And he targeted with a drone the general, I can't remember his name, but he was big deal. And they quit. Mm-hmm. They know one thing, and that's you're going to kill me before I can kill you. So they back down that. You can't talk to them. They don't tell the truth. Iran lies all the time. So it's, and then for somebody from Hamas this morning, I heard, said, well, we don't target civilians. Oh, come on. You went to the music festival and killed everybody. You went into houses and killed entire families with parents guarding their children. Just shot everybody. It's just ruthless, and it's very hard to digest that a human can do that to another human. But for people that support the brutality of what happened is just, and again, it makes it feel like there's a lot of people screaming on campuses and protesting or whatever they're doing, but there are not very many. Think about the world population. What do you got, 1 million nuts out of 7.5 billion? It's not very many people.
Right.
But it's enough to do damage.
It's like the size of Rhode Island.
Well, we're talking 7.5 billion in the world, and you probably have 1 million crazies like that. 1 million. That's a lot of people. Yeah. Enough to harm, obviously.
By the way, you were talking about the January 3rd. Qasem Soleimani, maybe, was the name of the person that with the drone strike in Baghdad.
Soleimani. General Soleimani. That's it. He was a huge force. And it was with precision. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So, I think it's sad, but if you don't have force or power or fear, they're just not doing it. So, Iran supporting terrorism is an absolute. It's been going on for decades and decades and decades.
Right.
For the White House to say, well, we don't really know yet. What is this thing about wanting to be all in with Iran? I mean, they've caused, I mean, it's 1979 hostage crisis.
Right.
So we've been dealing with it. So they have proxies going out killing people. Hezbollah couldn't have done that without Iran. I mean, Hamas, Hezbollah is another group they support. And so they're trying to get the Arab nation whipped up to help. That's what they want. They want a full-out war in the Middle East, which will spread to Europe. Anyway, it's a time for prayer, if you really want to know. Because this won't end with humans. It will not happen. We don't have that. We have retribution, revenge. It's just what we are. You did that, we're going to do this. Well, then they're going to, if you kill all Hamas, don't you think they'll regenerate? How much hate will there be after you kill all the Hamas and a lot of civilians because they use them?
Now, the live war update is at 2,800, including 27 Americans.
But there's, you know, you're counting Palestinians, and this was a massacre of Jews. This number is 37,000 Americans just got killed. That's the proportion we're talking about when it comes to, well, how much is 1,400 Jews? Relative to their population, it's 37,000 Americans. There'd be some outrage. Pearl Harbor was what, 2,000, 3,000? 9/11 was 3,000 some. I mean, it's this is a huge deal. Plus the fact that they didn't see it coming makes him even more worried. And then you're talking about southern border. Oh, you're a bigot. No, I just kind of want to know who's coming in the country. That's all I've ever said. I'm all for immigration legally. But in 2019, we had zero on the terror watch list that got through. Zero. 151 people are in our country now that were on the terror watch list that came through. Think they'll show up for their court date? Anyway, it's a lot of things going on that are troubling. That's why you pray.
Yep.
Because you don't have control of it, and you just pray, and you know there's got to be an almighty God, and you're wondering, why is this? I don't know. I can't answer. I can't tell you. Except we are kind of a broken world. We have choices to make, right? We can make choices on what we want to be and who we want to be. And if you believe something is bad and evil, then you want to eradicate it. And they think the Jewish people are absolutely evil and they don't have a right to exist. And I cannot believe a man can say, you don't have a right to exist. Well, who told you you can say that? But that's been going on for a long time. Okay, I feel better. It's a therapy thing.
Mm-hmm.
842, you can always text us 217-359-2255.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild. But they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. and make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
All right, Diane Ducey, sports headlines.
Illinois football tomorrow against Maryland with a 2:30 kickoff. Illinois volleyball in action tonight in Columbus, taking on Ohio State at 6 o'clock. Sunday at 1 against Rutgers in Huff Hall. We also have our soccer team in action on Sunday against Purdue. Socktober means the first 300 fans get a free beer mug, and Riggs will be out there. That's Sunday against Purdue at 1 o'clock. Yesterday, Wisconsin came out on top. We got a lot of local football. Arthur Lovington, Atwood Hammond Knights taking on Arcola. The Knights are 7-0, Stevie, and they're playing for this gold horseshoe these days.
That's where Caden Fagan plays.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're only like 10 miles apart. Yeah. PBL's at Unity, Rand Tools at SJO, STM at St. Ann tomorrow with that 8-person football. Anyway, go Illini.
Yep, we'll see if the Illini can. At this point, I want us to be in the ball game. I think at that point, that'd be a cool deal because Maryland's very, very good. Tua's brother is the quarterback there, Tagliavola. Tagliavola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. He's really good at football.
That's right.
He's really, really good. His brother's a lefty, he's right handed. Anyway, it'd be hard to stop him. And Mike Locksley, our former offensive coordinator for 3 years here, he's done a great job with Maryland. So it'll be tough, but we'll see. Never know.
Go Illini.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com. Starting it over is what we do
at Max Twin City Recycling. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
The world's largest sports book, right at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Hello,
again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Penambas, Saturday, slow-moving and still intensifying low pressure out of the eastern plains will head into the southern Great Lakes region for the next couple of days. Spiraling bands of shower activity, a couple of thunderstorms will be in our midst later on this afternoon in particular, as well as for the next couple of days at a cool-down in temperatures, too. Up to 73 for the day-to-day, though, with occasional periods of showers and a couple of thunderstorms later this morning, more so this afternoon. Gusty southeast to south winds will shift southwest tonight, low down to 52. Showers both early and late, maybe even an evening thunderstorm tomorrow night into Sunday. Cloudy, windy, chilly, with a passing couple of spells of shower activity. Up to 57 tomorrow, 46 tomorrow night, 56 on Sunday. Still a lingering shower chance for the day. Monday, Tuesday, limited sun. High temperatures in the mid-50s will pop into the 60s next Wednesday and Thursday, and a few more showers again for the end portion of next week, too. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99. Code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit cuhabitat.org.
Okay, so the Philadelphia Phillies advance. A couple of nights ago, Atlanta won. It came from behind. There was a double play at first base when Bryce Harper got caught. And the fly ball looked like it was going to hit the wall. It didn't. The guy caught it and threw him out at first.
Oh.
So he got doubled up. In the locker room, one of the players for Atlanta was, they were celebrating and said, yeah, way to go, Bryce Harper. And he thought that it was just among his team, but the press was in there. So Bryce Harper caught wind of that, and that's why he hit two home runs the next night and stared down the guy.
I see.
And he said, hey, I don't think it was a bad baseball play because if the ball hits the wall, I score.
Yeah.
And I think it was a one-run game. So he got a little risky, and the guy made a great play.
Okay.
So anyway, so that's why the stare down in Bryce Harper. But keep in mind, this is why Illinois plays Maryland. You need to play the game.
You need to play the game. Because you never know.
The top five baseball teams that went the whole year winning, cruising, no worries, big deal, we're the best.
Mm-hmm.
The top five teams went 1 win and 13 losses. Nobody would have said that. So Illinois at Maryland tomorrow looks like a really uphill climb. But that's why they play the game.
Absolutely.
And if they get this one and upset Maryland, be a shocking upset.
Uh-huh.
I would even use shocking to go into Maryland, a 14-point underdog, and beat the home team. But if we do, see, always by Friday, I got us whipped up.
I know. Go Illini.
It's just so much better to think that there's a chance versus they have no chance. And a lot of you are saying he's drinking Kool-Aid. All right, thank you.
And we've got the Cunningham Children's Home, the Be a Hero 5K tomorrow at 9 a.m. at Meadowbrook Park. Enjoy your weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh, Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrated over 50 years in business.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products and complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style on hardwood.
it's laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? Merle Norman is just the place. Join in on the fun and frolicking on Witch's Day Out, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11, at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking door prizes, a spinning wheel with prizes and treats. Gather your friends and jump on your broom for a day of fun. Learn what works for your skin and rock some hot new looks on Witch's Day Out at Merle Norman, Friday, October 27th, starting at 11.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.